Michaela, I'm curious, what do Croatian fans like to read? Is it mainly Croatian authors or English authors in translation or other European authors?
I would have to say the most popular things would be English authors, well, English-speaking authors, in English.
In English?
Yeah, well, there's a funny story about Lois and Pastor Bushold when she was guest of honor. She kept asking, there was a huge room full of people come to hear her speak, and she kept asking for an interpreter, and everybody kept saying, we don't waste time with interpreters, because then you would have only like a half an hour slot, and this way you could talk for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. Fully understand? Yes, yes, and she was not very convinced. When she did her speech, and people started asking questions and raising their hand, most Croatians will speak as well as I do, because there is not enough stuff translated. Maybe 2-3 books a year? And there would be no knowledge of short stories by English authors in Croatia if we didn't basically read in English all the time. So that would be the most popular choice. And it's split right down the middle. Fantasy is obviously more popular among the younger generations and more widely read. The hardcore inner fandom in Croatia will go for stuff like Greg Egan and Alistair Reynolds. And that's Greg Egan is especially popular, and there are many people very disappointed in Croatia that we couldn't get him for a convention when we explained that he doesn't do conventions at all. So, that was like,
I mean, in Australia we can't get Greg Egan to do a convention.
Lois McMaster Bushold is huge in Croatia and is read by mainstream readers. So she's been translated, she's been revered by science fiction fans for a long time, but she like broke through in Croatia and is read by people who don't actually read other science fiction authors at all. Richard Morgan is largely popular also with the same crowd, he's been translated as well. Martin gained recognition now because, well, the TV show. He was our guest exactly 10 years ago. Croatian fans really, really liked him. Bruce Sterling is rather popular as well. As far as the Croatian local authors go, there was a period in the 80s where there was Sirius magazine, done by a big publishing house in Croatia, had huge circulation numbers, and that's where the domestic writers could try out their hands. And there was at the back, when people would send out their story, on the back, the editor would say, I didn't want to print this story, because, and then he would explain why. And this prompted authors to write more. When that went to hell after the war, there was a Croatian delegation at the 1995 Glasgow World Cup where they were handing out Scottish collections, and somebody said, ooh, that's a really neat solution to the distribution problem we're having. And ever since, Croatia has had the Sferakon short story collection. It's 19 years now, and others have copied it. So we have 3 annual collections coming out in Croatia now. For 3 different cons. One is the Sferakon, that's the eldest. The other one is Istrakon. And the third one is the Festival of Fantastic Literature.
That's
I could talk about this for hours. The Festival of Fantastic Literature did a wonderful thing. They do local topics. So if you have a village that discovers vampires, they will do a collection on vampires and send people. The festival will move to that place for 1 year, and that they go around Istria every year like that. And the most coveted prize in Croatian fandom is the one from the Istrian collection, where the best short SF fantasy or horror story written in the Istrian dialect of Croatian language gets a prosciutto. And people go out of their way to win that one. Although the regular prize is actually a money prize, they will get money. No, everybody wants the prosciutto. And it's really difficult to write in the dialect.
I would imagine.
They try anyway.
What about films or TV shows? Western imports or local?
Western imports. Locally, we don't have any production. As far as lit production goes, we're very rich. But as far as the film, no. Our neighboring country, Serbia, they have huge numbers in lit as well, but they have a more developed film industry. But we're getting there. Slowly, we had a couple of years when Sverakon had a Croatian screening film. But it's still in its beginnings.